Message number 1055. Many of you who say you love me now will betray me just as Judas did. Saturday, February 22, 2014 at 18:35. My dearly beloved daughter, out of pain will come joy, out of despair will come hope, and out of persecution will come freedom, if all is given over to me in full trust and for the glory of God. Every creature in heaven, on earth, and under the earth will kneel before the Lord, all without exception. But man, weak and fallen, does not give glory to God, even the most devout and holy, when he fails to surrender completely before my Father through me, his only Son, Jesus Christ. As long as the spirit of evil exists in the world, man is not worthy to stand before me. You cannot kneel before me when you are full of your own self-importance. I cannot hear you when you shut me out like the tyrants you become when Satan fills your minds with sins of the senses. Only those who come before me clean, having been reconciled with me, can truly be united with me. When you walk as kings and dictate to others when seated upon earthly thrones, you can never be servants of mine. When you truly serve me, no matter what your role is, you will always speak the truth. You will always know that when you proclaim my true word, it will always bring upon you much criticism. Soon the true word will no longer be spoken by those who infiltrate my church in the highest echelons, pretending to love me but who in reality detest me. Then, in order for you the faithful to remain in me and with me, you will need much courage. How many of you have this courage? How many of you will be able to endure the persecution which will come about when you proclaim the truth? So it is with a heavy heart that I must inform you that many of you who say you love me now will betray me, just as Judas did. For when my holy word is changed so that it becomes an empty and barren vessel, many of you will accept this false doctrine. So many of you will reject this mission and turn your back on my cup of salvation. You must recite this crusade prayer to help you to remain true to my word. Crusade Prayer 136, to keep your word. Dearest Jesus, help me to hear your word. Live your word. Speak your word. Impart your word. Give me the strength to uphold the truth even when I am persecuted for doing so. Help me to keep your word alive when it is drowned out by your enemies. Let me feel your courage when I am down. Fill me with your strength when I am weak. Give me the grace to remain dignified when the gates of hell prevail against me for remaining loyal to your most holy will. Amen. Every demon from hell curses this mission, my last on earth. It will take great resilience, tremendous courage, and a deep love for me, your Jesus, to remain loyal to me. The weakest will fall first. The lukewarm will follow next, and then only those who remain pure of heart and fearless will remain standing. Your Jesus,